Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Y'all, I have a very special guest right now because this is a chick that's going to teach all of us how to fucking be ballers, basically.
Yeah.
I'm here with Lauren Berger. I mean, you've done so many things that, like, I don't even know what to technically call you. You started off as the intern queen, then now you're the career queen. But you're also an author, and now you're releasing your third book. It's like, what do you even call? You're just like entrepreneur. Who are you? Who the fuck are you?
I said that. We launched the Career Queen Instagram, and I'm like, I don't even know where to put my stories. Am I the intern queen? Am I the career queen? Like, where do I go? But no, I think CEO and founder of Intern Queen and now Career Queen. And like you said, this is my third book. So just, you know, hustling every day.
You're just an entrepreneur. You're like what every girl dreams of being.
Thanks. I try, you know.
No, don't. Do you feel that way? Because, like, you're teaching everybody how to be, like, everyone says, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. That is, like, the millennial way right now. We all want that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I fucking want that. Everyone wants to be able to, like, accomplish all of these things and be their own boss and you know, do their shit. But, like, you actually have accomplished it by working from the ground up. Like, you didn't have a reality show like me. Like, I got it. You know, I have it pretty easy.
I was told Intern Queen was too earnest for a show, like, too soft. Like, we needed something a little bit, you know, we needed more drama if Intern Queen was going to be a show.
Was ever going to be a reality show.
It was, like, too nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, remember when Lauren Conrad tried to have a show after The Hills and it was about her business?
Right.
And it was like, no one cared because no one's cheating on each other.
Yeah. We need the Vanderpump. I know.
Oh, I know. So embarrassing. I'm so sad.
No, it's such good stuff. So, like, please you bring such joy to my life.
Stop fucking
up. Apologize.
Listen, I understand when people say that. I'm like, I'm obsessed with Real Housewives of New York. I'm obsessed with 90 Day Fiance. So I'm like, if please, I need you guys to keep being psycho because I don't know what I would do to relax if I or
well,
just
right.
to
well,
chill.
Well, it's so funny because so in my book's called Get It Together, and I know we'll get into it, but I talk a lot about needing to relax and how, hey, not everybody is
It's on my outline.
Yeah, like not
the relaxing part.
Not everybody's gonna go meditate. You know what I mean? Like some people are going to, some people aren't, and like I know for me and for a lot of people out there, like relaxing is shutting your computer and just sitting on the couch. I call it princess time, and. turning on Vanderpump, you know what I mean? Or Housewives or whatever that show is. And like just getting caught up in someone else's world for a little while, right? Just disconnecting from your own stuff.
And because you just said relaxing and I'm like, oh my God, that's on my outline because of, I'm going to get to that point because I have questions about that. Right now I want, now this might be a little daunting, I guess, for me to ask you, like, please teach us how to be you, or teach us how to I like how you said, I saw an interview that you did where you said, like, don't accept no for an answer. Like, so like what you want your brand to be and your message to be for people is to just not accept no. Do you know how many people are like listening that are like, well, what do you mean? Like, when I get told no, it's just like, you literally started from the ground up. You said you did a bunch of internships while you were in college. You were bored by class and you just worked really hard and you saw people that were passionate about what they were doing.
Right.
And then you realized that there was nothing out there that would like really help like connect people with internships and like accomplishing like what they wanted to do. But it's so much easier said than done. Do you have people ask you that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time. And I always say, like, I think what I mean by that is that, first of all, note what I've learned, because I've been running Intern Queen now. Next year, it'll be 10 years, which is insane.
That is so crazy.
That I've been able to
yeah.
keep figuring it out, right, for 10 years. And, you know, something I always like to call out is Intern Queen. At Intern Queen, I've never taken a dollar of investment money. I think there's this big myth these days that
you have if to have backers.
And like, there are some badass female entrepreneurs that – have investment money that are doing really cool things. And I so admire them and some days want to be them. But, you know, I think the interesting thing is that some days those people want to be me and they want to be the people that are, said you know, that they totally did this on in their control. Own and yes. Well, just totally in control and right. not answering to an investor. So I'm definitely like the little engine that could, you know, I've trucked along, never taken anybody else's money. I keep doing it. I'm not really looking for anybody else's money. And so you can do it. I started with $5,000 of savings that I saved up after my first job after college, which was at CAA, the talent agency. And, you know, that $5,000 has catapulted my business to where we are today. So when you get a no, no doesn't mean never. It just means not right now. And so many of the people and the big brands that I work with today are brands that have said no to me like forever, for so long.
Right.
And some people will say no to me once, but some people say no to me for like 10 years. And then finally, you know, they work with me.
Wait, this makes sense. I'm going to give you a like a basic bitch, like, I guess, analogy. This is kind of like when Vogue said they would never put a Kardashian on the cover.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally they put Kim Kardashian
right,
in now.
Right, exactly.
Yes. It's like you just got to keep like powering through.
I mean, my senior year of college, I know you're from New Orleans, so I'm from Florida. I'm from Clearwater, which I feel like that's like a whole.
Oh my God.
It's like a whole connection.
Oh, yeah. It is. Because
my parents
not just,
still live there and everything.
No way. So yeah. My current boyfriend from there, my ex-boyfriend Jax
right.
from there, his mom lives down the street from.
Your current boyfriend's from Dunedin, right? I think. Okay.
I mean, maybe he just says Clearwater.
Okay, Clearwater. Yeah. Dunedin's like part of Clearwater. So yeah.
Okay.
That whole region.
That is so wild. Okay, I didn't know that you were from.
So funny.
That is so. I've been there quite a few times.
Oh, right. So funny. Yeah, my parents live there. Flying to Tampa. Got married there actually. Clearwater Beach 2 years ago. So
are you a Scientologist?
No, but everyone. It wasn't until I moved here, like. 12 years ago, 13 years ago, but everyone asks that. It's so funny.
Sorry.
No, I know. They own Clearwater Beach.
Listen, I was a Scientologist for 2 days.
Really?
For real. Me and Jax were for 2 days. We even have the membership cards.
You went to the center?
The one in Hollywood. Oh, this was literally like 9 years ago, like way long ago. But yeah, they're terrifying.
Oh my God. I wish I could have watched that.
Like, I talk about it all the time because I'm like, they're terrifying. And if I ever die, it's because I talk shit about them and they came and murdered me.
Oh
and,
my gosh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you, what you were just
saying.
No,
it's saying. Okay. What was I saying? We were talking about.
Well, so you were talking about your senior year of college. And.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm originally from Clearwater. I graduated from UCF. I went to Florida State for 2 years, then transferred to UCF in Orlando because I thought. Because of the Mickey Mouse Club, that maybe there were more internships there. Turns out there really weren't, like nothing entertainment related.
Wait, did you like really want to work at Disneyland?
To work like in the entertainment business, I mean, you know? So I thought maybe it's happening in Orlando instead of Tallahassee. It wasn't really the case. But anyways, had a ton of internships in Florida. And I wanted to write this book because I thought I've had so many internships. Nobody else has done this. My friends were not interning when they were in college. They were doing plenty of other things.
What made you want to? Well, before you even like got into like wanting to write a book about this, what made you want to be such like an intern like aficionado? Like you're,
you know, I have. Like,
what was it?
I have a very pushy, and I mean that in a great way, mother. And my mom was like, I think she called, my whole story is that she called me freshman year of college and said, what are you doing? I said, nothing, of course. What else are you doing freshman year of college?
Yeah.
And she was like, I like to imitate her voice. She was like, I'm watching the Today Show and they're talking about internships. You gotta intern if you wanna be successful. And I had barely heard about internships. I didn't really know what they were, but I knew if I didn't go to the Career Center and try to figure it out, my mom would keep calling and calling and calling. So I finally.
You owe your mom a lot.
I do. Shout out.
Yeah, seriously.
So I'm like, Mom, I'm going to see this girl, Stassi. It's really exciting. She's like, who? I'm like, Mom, you have to watch Vanderpump. You know, I can't even get her to watch The Bachelor. But anyways.
Oh my God. Mom, you need to watch The Bachelor.
I know. My mom called and really just pestered me to get an internship. So I figured it out early. And once I got that first internship, it was like everything changed. All of a sudden, it was like I woke up. I was all of a sudden this ambitious person. And I was at this huge school. Florida State is a big school.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of personal
attention. Tom Schwartz went to Florida State.
Look at all these connections. Yes. I know.
Oh my God. So weird. Okay.
So funny. So, you know, I didn't get a lot of personal attention there, but at my internships, you know, when you're one student at an internship and at a company of all these people challenging you in different ways, and it really inspired me to do something with myself. And so I was definitely like the creeper who would stay up on my computer on AOL chat all night, like looking for people to do informational interviews with me, you know, anyone I could find really. And I was just like obsessed with these internships. So I did internships in Tallahassee, internships in Orlando. I went to New York one summer, came out to LA for 2 summers. And
what were your internships like, in what field?
Mostly PR, marketing, communications.
Okay. So you weren't going around to different random, like, today I'm going to intern at this.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know
what to say. Like, a fucking physical therapist. Yeah. Like office. It was very
PR, media, communications, okay, heavy. Yeah. So it was all kinds of different businesses that all touch the same thing. So, yeah, but I had all these internships. I was passionate, and my friends didn't know anything about internships because no one had told them. And I remember I would look for internship advice because my parents didn't intern when they were in college.
Right.
So I couldn't find anything, and I was always frustrated. I would go to Barnes & Noble. I'm like, where's the internship book? Or I would watch the news. Where's the intern lady? Like, who's going to give me positive career advice?
Right.
And there was really no one. So that's kind of when I had the idea, you know, wait a second. I had done a lot of freelance writing on the side, and I loved writing. And when you're a writer, people always say, write what you know. So I was like,
100%.
You know, I was like, well, what do I know? I kind of know internships.
Yes.
So maybe I'll start writing about that. And that's kind of where the whole intern queen idea took off. And I went to GoDaddy.com, plugged to them, and bought the web domain for $9, intern queen, and just started blogging, really. And, you know, this is, again,
that's crazy. I'm always fascinated by like people that just like really like didn't have a platform to stand on. Like, I know how lucky I am. I know that like I got very lucky by being on a reality show that's given me a platform.
Right.
But I like whenever I meet people that started something without that, it's like, it is so fucking impressive.
Thanks.
It really is. It's such a powerful thing to have like that strong of a message and to be that passionate about something that people then start flocking to it just because of how passionate you are. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah. And I remember senior year, I was like, I want to write a book, and it's going to be a book about internships. And so I went to Barnes & Noble. That was like my place. And I looked up how to get a book agent and how to write a book. And I put this whole book proposal together, reached out to all of these people. They all told me how stupid the idea was, how no one cared about internships. Whores. Yeah, there'd never be something. Like you said, I didn't have a platform. There was nothing. Right. And so, you know, I was bummed, but you know, that's my third book that just came out. So I guess they were wrong.
It is freaking fantastic.
Yeah. So again, when you say like, no, doesn't mean never. It just means not right now, because that, I think a couple years after that, my first book came out on internships. It was a bestseller. And then my second book came out on jobs. And now we have Get It Together.
Which I really, really love that you focus on finding a routine. Okay. I just need to preface what I'm about to say with basically explaining why my boyfriend is coming on to explain about a sponsor that I am obsessed with, that I have been begging to be a sponsor, because we use this product before they even came to us.
For months now.
For a really freaking long time. So I have my boyfriend Beau here right now, because finally, Hunt a Killer is now sponsoring my podcast. Can we have a moment of silence for that, right?
Or like at least like a something, like a moment of creepiness.
A moment of creepiness. I had to just, this is a different, like, we, okay. This is one of the most romantic moments of our relationship, when Beau said, I have a gift for you, and it's not a normal gift. It wasn't for my birthday. It wasn't for Valentine's Day or anything like that. He was just like, I got something for you, and it's a Hunt a Killer subscription.
I heard about it, and it sounded right up our alley.
Yes. So this happened literally
six months ago.
So before like we get into our experience about it, let me just explain what it is. Okay. It is a monthly subscription. Okay. Where you get to become a detective, like in a murder mystery.
I've literally felt like Jodie Foster for the last 6 months.
I know. It's fucking... That's good. Sounds of the Lambs references are always the best.
Boom.
Nice work, babe. But for real, okay? Whenever people ask me, because I've like Instagrammed like when we've done this game. It's not even a game. I don't feel like I can even call it a game because it's not like it. It feels so real. But I like Instagram about it. Both of us have. And it's hard as fuck. And you legitimately are solving a murder.
Like, and you get pieces by, like, every month there's, like, a different clue and you have to decipher all this stuff. It's so freaking fun.
It's so fun. It works your brain. We literally sit here and we spend, like, 4 hours, like, do you want to do this tonight? And then, like, 4 hours go by where we've actually been sitting here in silence, pretty much in silence, drinking wine, researching like real detectives how to solve this crime. And it's so hard to explain to people. Like, do people ask, I haven't asked you this, do people ask you like what is Hunt a Killer? Like, what are you guys doing?
Like we're literally hunting a killer, and I tell them the process of what happens.
But it's hard to explain because it's like,
well,
real.
There's so much into it. It's like how do you go to a New York City cop and then all of a sudden go like, well, what are you doing now? You know, they're like, why haven't you solved this case yet?
Okay, good
because
point.
There's so much going on that you're still trying to find out new mysteries and solve new things that you're not going to find the killer instantly.
Right, okay, fine. Good point. I don't know why you just chose New York City. Like, cops don't do things in any other city, but I had
know,
to just like
New,
say
New York
now.
City just sounded like...
It did. It sounded murderous. So every single month you receive... So it's a subscription-based thing, and every month you receive a box that has letters from... the supposed killer, letters from other people that are working in the prison that killer is working in. There's like letters from people writing the killer, writing inmates,
like fangirls of the. It's so you it's have so to, detailed orient. How do you say that? Detailed.
Yeah, detail orient. No, detail oriented.
Or that it's just like it's. That's why
you
it's
have
so
to figure
hard
out. Yes, it's so hard. You have to figure out like there are ciphers. Puzzles. Like there have been nights where we legit stay up all night and I'm like, oh my god, trying to Google different ciphers that like I've never even heard of.
And then we realize it wasn't a cipher, it was some like 3,000 year old language from, you know, Ethiopia that was used as a code that
yes,
we just figured
that we
out.
Just didn't even know. It's so cool. So if you are a listener of mine and if you're a Khaleesi, you're a you know, you've been around for a while. You know, we're all into this same like murder shit, this true crime solving shit. And this is like actually living out your like fantasies of solving something on your own. And I can't recommend it enough. And so that's why I brought Bo into this, because I'm like, we literally do this on our own. We love it on our own. Can you please sponsor my podcast? Because this is full-blown something that we discovered on our own, and it's the fucking best. It's like watching a horror movie, except you're part of it.
Exactly. And the cool thing is that about this, it's not like something where just everyone can be a part of. I think they only allow like 200 people.
Yeah. No.
A day or something to be able to join the site?
No, you're 100%. You are 100% correct. They only allow, yes, they only accept 200 members per day. So you have to like legit sign up, or like if they like run out that day, then sucks for you.
And I answered all these questions to sign it up. Like what kind, like I feel like they find a thing for you, which is your, you know, like how much of a detective are you? Because I answered all these questions and then
I know
there's
tell me that part.
Yeah. I answered all these questions about how, you know, what my detective skills are or something, or what do I think. And
true
then,
love.
Yep.
That's sweet. Y'all, for real, we all need to play this together. I wish, like, you know what would be really cool is if, like, all of my listeners and we all did the same exact one and, like, did it week by, like, worked on it, like, month by month at the same exact time. And we're able to like form a new group, a new Hunt a Killer Straight Up with Stassi group. Oh my God, I just thought of that. That actually is like such a great idea.
That sounds awesome.
No, that actually is like such a good idea. So if someone wants to get that started, totes down to be one of the administrators of that Facebook group, because that would be really fun. So if we could coordinate that, that would be great. But so now that they're a sponsor of mine, I am so excited. And right now, Just for my listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/Stassi for 10% off your first box. Okay, so you have to go to huntakiller.com/Stassi, huntakiller.com/Stassi, Stassi. I mean, pretty standard. But you get 10% off your first box. Let's all find a way to do this together. Let's all just like solve crime together. This is the longest like sponsor like read I've ever done, and I'm so on board with it because I'm just so excited that Hunt a Killer is now sponsoring my podcast.
It's fun.
It literally, this is, it brought me and Bo closer together. Yeah, for
it's,
real.
It's a great thing to do. Like, it's a date night, friend night, you know. I feel like if we had other friends with us, it would probably go a lot faster, but I like the fact that it's honestly, us two, and it makes it we, like, drag it out, you know, and really, like...
I think that it would annoy me, and you know what? I feel like I could do, and I don't mind as long, like, however long this like, ad goes. I don't give a fuck. I could do a whole episode on this and we could just like keep talking. But I think that it would annoy me to do it with my friends because I'd be like, no, I know this or I want to figure this out because I've been really pissed that I spent so much when we do it together that I try so hard. And I think that I'm like getting somewhere in the clues and I'm like really like Googling and researching and like trying to decipher things and looking for clues in the letters and thinking that I'm like onto something. And then all of a sudden you figure it out and I'm like, cool. I'm not as smart as I thought I was.
Or maybe I'm just more demented and I'm more in touch with that killer.
Well, there's that. So really, honestly, it's something you could do alone, do on a date, do with your friends, do in a group, go on a Facebook group because there is that if we join.
Yeah, they have a really cool Facebook group where you can, it's the social aspect I kind of like too. So if you're not getting something, instead of, and they have the answers online, but who wants to look at that? You can go to the Facebook groups and ask for help and get other clues. It's like when you do socially oriented, and I really like that.
It's also though like when you go to like when you play video games and you can be like, let me find the what's it called, the cheat, the whatever, the, to like, oh, help cheats? You get better.
Yeah,
is that what it's called, the cheats?
Well, I mean, there's cheats, but that doesn't help you get better, you're just cheating.
No, when you go and talk to people on Facebook, then you think it's like not cheats, but it's like, oh, I didn't even think of that because there are so many ways you can go with it. Okay, I'll stop. I've rambled, but I'm happy to have rambled because Hunt a Killer is what's fucking up and we're like exercising our brains while like enjoying true crime shit.
Yeah, it's great. Get it.
So let me explain. So your book, it comes out, what, October 30th?
Comes out October 30th.
October 30th, yeah. Get it together. And then it's like, it has a bunch of stuff. Ditch the chaos, yes. Do the work, and design your success. Yes. And what I really liked about what I've read from it is that you said that developing a routine is something that really helps like getting your life in order. Because I wake up every day and I'm like, I feel, and I know a lot of people feel this way. It's like, I feel unmotivated or like worthless or just like, I don't even know what to do because I don't have, a lot of us don't have 9-to-5s. We don't have the type of lifestyle to where like we can have a routine. And that's something I literally woke up this morning and said to my boyfriend, like, I need a routine. Like, I don't know how to have one. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you adopt a routine? Or okay, where did it come from that a routine became a thing to help with success?
Yeah, so, and I'll give you a little bit of background too. So I wrote my first book on internships, my second book on jobs, and then I live in LA like you, and all of my friends have really cool jobs, and I just started hearing the same word over and over, and this was a couple years back, and that word was busy. I'm so busy. And then I felt like not even with my friends, but just with everybody, like, I'm so busy I didn't eat. Well, I'm so busy I didn't sleep. Well, I'm so busy I haven't called my parents in 5 days. And it just became a busy contest. And I remember one of my friends was telling me how busy she was. And I was sitting there like, am I busy enough? Am I not? But, you know, is she more successful than I am?
I have because these insecurities
I'm not busy,
a lot. Yes.
Right? Or people won't meet with you because they're swamped. They're crazed. There's so many ways to say that we're busy. And I was just like, ugh, I wish everyone would shut up and stop talking about how busy they are. Like when people used to see each other, you know, it would be, hi, how are you? Good. Now it's and you'll hear it after this conversation. You'll hear it all day.
Yeah, I know.
Busy, busy. So I feel like I go out of my way to say that I'm not busy. In fact, over the weekend, I think I posted something on Instagram. It was me like in my sweats, laying on a foam roller with my feet in the air. And I wrote like hashtag so busy. Because, you know,
I love that.
We're busy, but like, are we? I don't know. I just think we have to get out of our own way and just stop talking about it at some point. So anyways, that's kind of where this whole get it together concept came from. I think so many people leave work feeling unaccomplished, and all my friends complain about their jobs all day long. We're so busy. We're so tired.
Because we're always told that we're not doing enough.
Yeah.
Like I always feel like I'm not doing enough.
We always feel inadequate.
And then people are
like,
but you're doing a lot. I'm like, I don't feel like I am because I'm watching everybody else do, or at least they're acting like it.
At least on Instagram.
On Instagram, I'm seeing it. They're like always fucking doing shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I had this conversation with my friend Kristen Doty on my podcast last week. I was like, how does Chrissy Teigen have time to watch all these shows? I was like, she's always so busy doing shit. She's like a book, a family. She models. She has lip sync battles. She's a wife. She has all of this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? She seems like the busiest person ever. When the fuck does she have time to actually watch all these Bravo shows, The Bachelor, everything, like comment on it? Like, I get insecure that I'm not doing enough. I'm like, I have a lot of time to actually watch shows. I'm like, should I be doing more? Like this whole busy thing, it's like, when is it enough? Like, how much do we have? Like, I get insecure about it.
Right. And where does it end? Like, it's kind of scary. So, so that's, you know, that's kind of where the book came from. And then with the whole routine thing, there's actually, it's funny. I was telling you, I just got the book yesterday. So now I'm like, oh gosh, I have to remember the chapter numbers and all this stuff. But I think it's chapter two. Yeah, chapter two is own your day, clean up your routine. And so it's all about your question, which was, you know, how did I get into the routine? And I'm pretty blunt about this in the book. So when I left the talent agency and started Intern Queen, I mean, I was a hot mess. I went from having such a structured environment to having nothing.
Do you prefer a structured environment?
I think I like a mix of both. What I've created with Intern Queen today is probably a little bit structured, a little bit flexible.
Right.
But I remember, like, I could not get up to save my life. I mean, I would sleep until who knows what time. I lived in a studio apartment. My bed was like right, you know, my Intern Queen, the headquarters, was like my pub table in the corner. I could see my bed. Like, I couldn't do anything. And my husband today, luckily I had started dating him around the time when I started Intern Queen. And I remember, so he's an entrepreneur also. I remember he would get up every morning with his business partner and they would like run their business, and he got up every day, and I was so bratty to him.
It's so hard to
I
do.
Was like, why are you getting up every day? You're your own boss. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, like, isn't the point of being an entrepreneur
exactly
to be able to like fucking do whatever we want?
I was like, you should be against all authority. Like, what's wrong with you? And finally, he was confused. He's like, what? And he'd been doing it for a while. So he's like, what are you talking about? Like, if I don't follow a schedule, I'm never going to get anything done. And so I would just sort of mimic him and his business partner. And I would get up when they got up. And over time, like, they would do conference calls. So I would start scheduling conference calls. And they would do a Monday morning meeting with their staff. And I didn't have a staff, but I would do like a Monday morning check-in with myself.
Yeah.
And,
You
know, I slowly started following their ways. So, you know, not everyone has like a, you know, boyfriend entrepreneur in their lives. But for me, like, watching, you know, someone else that I admired was really what helped me understand the importance of having a routine. And today, like, I mean, I'm up early every morning trying to get ahead of the day.
Ew.
I know. But you know what? I think it's just about being in control. It's not even about getting up at a certain time. It's just about getting up when you say. So today, you're going to think I'm lame, but today,
it's not
like,
about being lame. Well, it's ooh, as in like that. It's painful.
No, I know.
It's painful to wake
so
up early.
I get up pretty early usually, like, especially lately, like between 5:30 and 6.
Are
usually.
You kidding
I know.
Me?
That's a
I was, I'm sorry. I was expecting maybe like 7:30 or 8. You just said 5:30 to 6. What is there to be done?
Well, I work a lot with the East Coast, so
who cares? My God, I'm so impressed right now.
Yeah, it's really about, you know, we have college events all across the country for Intern Queen. We have this full service like college marketing agency. So honestly, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, we had an event happening in Tallahassee, and I wanted to make sure nothing was messed up. But you know, today I didn't wake up on time, and instead, like, my eyes opened at like 7:30, and I woke up with that like, oh shit, feeling. And that's the worst, because then you're not in control anymore. Okay. You know, it's like, you got to pick your time.
You
got to
pick your own time and what works for you.
And you got to stick to it. I mean, I used to get so frustrated because I'd be like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 5. And then the next day I'd wake up at 10:30. So I just think it's all about setting a goal or an intention, as people call it. And just like, you got to stick to the script and just follow through. Because if you're, what I noticed is that I would make a bunch of goals, I wouldn't follow through. And then I'm like, okay, if I can't even like follow through with myself, how am I going to follow through with other people? So I kind of had to like battle that out with myself a little bit first.
Yeah, I get that.
But you know, but now I'm like, no, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm just going to.
Not everyone has that discipline.
Right. And it's hard. And honestly, I lack it a lot.
I highly doubt that.
What's funny, in the book though, Get It Together, you know, here I am writing this book called Get It Together, and I remember I was in New York City, and my brother lives in New York, I was staying with him, and I lost my wallet, and I felt like such a jerk, because here I am writing a book called Get It Together, and I lose my wallet, which is like the epitome of not having it together, right? And feeling awful, and then I'm feeling worse because here I am writing this book, like, yes. Who am I doing this? So, you know, I put a whole chapter in there after the New York thing about accepting failure, because, you know, you really can tear yourself up sometimes when you're mad at yourself.
Yeah, of course.
So you just got to kind of deal with it, accept it, learn from it, and like keep the show on the road. You got to keep moving.
Well, I like the idea of everyone having their own individual routines, because I'm not fucking waking up at 5:30.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You don't have to do that because you don't have a Florida State College marketing event happening, you know?
No, I don't even know what I would do. Like when I have to wake up early for a doctor's appointment, like it's 7, terrible. It's like my whole day is ruined. And like, I'm not even a napper, but like I will then need like a nap during the day. I'm like, who am I? I'm like a newborn baby or something. It's just not.
Right. But I think knowing your needs, which I write about a lot in there, it's like it's knowing what you need and knowing what works for you. And then like making a schedule that kind of caters to that. Like you don't have to wake up at 5:30. You don't have to. Some people go to bed at 9 p.m. Some people, I go to bed super late, you know, but you just got to kind of know what you
need. Define super late.
like after 1.
Every night? Yeah, well, I guess.
That's what you asked, like, when Chrissy Teigen watches her shows. That's when I watch my shows.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much my schedule, too. So that means that you are sleeping. I'm saying my schedule is in, like, I think I go to sleep at, like, around 1.
Yeah.
But I don't wake up at 5:30.
I know. So I'm a crazy lady. Do not.
You are fine.
Disclaimer.
With 4.5 hours of sleep.
Usually,
you're totally okay.
Yeah. I mean, I oversleep on the weekends all the time. I'm like always sleeping to make up for it.
To 7:30?
No. No. Hopefully to like 10 or 11. I'm like, don't touch me. Don't
wake me up. That's impressive that you can.
I mean, I try.
Shift your body clock.
But you know, you got to try to get it in. It's not like that all the time. But I feel like I'll be really great and like wake up every morning for like 3 or 4 days really early. And then one night after work, I'll come home and it's like 7 p.m. and I'm asleep, you know?
Yes.
So we all have our.
You're making me feel a little bit better that you sleep in sometimes. Like sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. I definitely have those days where I wake up on Saturday at 10 and I have one friend who's super productive and I call her and she tells me like the 18 things she's already done while I've been sleeping.
Ew.
And I'm like, okay. I get it. You're productive. I'm not.
Oh my God. See, there's this whole world of like, especially, I mean, no, that's, I guess I just feel like it's especially in LA because I'm here. So that's technically not true. It's probably everywhere.
It's everywhere
that it's just like we are never doing enough.
Yeah.
Like how like you were talking about earlier, you were saying like, okay, like in relaxing is something that you have in your book, like a chapter in your book where people have to be able to focus on how to relax, and it doesn't have to be meditation, and it could be just like fucking watching
or just something that you like doing for you, something that's not and like, well, For some people, relaxing is maybe their computer because maybe they're not on their computer all day for work. But yeah, I mean, I'm the worst relaxer. I am so bad. I'm like awkward during massages, you know, like, I'm ticklish and weird. Like, I'm the worst at relaxing. But for me, something that I just started doing, I started taking these hip hop dance classes.
Shut up. So that is not relaxing to me. That would give me anxiety.
Oh my God. For me, I'm like, I love it. I used to be on the dance team in high school, was never good enough to do it in college. And these dance classes are so fun, and they're just something that are like, you know, it's just like, I guess, about me in a way and not about work. And I can't have my phone on when I'm hip hop dancing. Sorry.
Oh, so. My God. Legitimately, that would give me anxiety. I think actually I was asked to film that, like a hip hop dance class with like Kristen and Katie one season. And I was like, absolutely not. This is where I draw the line. Like, I can't, like, no way in a fucking hell. Like, that is...
I'll go on vacation with my ex-boyfriend, but I will not take a hip-hop dance class.
Oh, no, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, and she is 100% yeah. correct. I will go on vacation with my ex-boyfriend, but not at, no, that is where I draw. That is my own yeah. personal line that I will not cross. I can't do it. I'll strip. I'll get my asshole waxed on camera, like my vagina waxed, anything, like, but just I can't. I know what my talents are, and they don't lie in hip-hop dancing, so and funny. I just can't embarrass myself like that. Yeah. It's like the same reason I don't like karaoke. It's like, yeah. I'm not great at it. Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. Never heard of lab-grown diamonds? Join the club. Here's what you need to know. They have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab by scientists. It's a pretty amazing process. By using a plasma reactor nearly as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty cool if you consider the fact that diamonds from the earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, meaning you don't have to be a millionaire to afford one. Lightbox's lab-grown diamonds are just $200 a quarter carat plus the cost of a setting. Their scientists have even figured out how to make pink and blue ones. Pink and blue natural diamonds are so rare, you've probably never even seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one or several. Check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/Stassi.
So here's something I think would be an interesting topic with you that I'm curious to see how you feel about. So my brother got married recently over Labor Day weekend, and it was like the best weekend of my life. I was so excited. And...
So your own wedding wasn't the best weekend of your life?
I mean, I know, right? Like, my wedding was really great.
I had to call you out
for it. I know. But, like, when you're, you know, there's something about not being the bride but still having all of your people. Oh,
totally. I get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, I loved it. It was so good.
Totally.
But I was in the bridal party, and I remember we were all, like, getting our hair and makeup done. And my email, you know, like everybody else, my email's on my phone. And I was just like, forget this, like delete, and just deleted my email off my phone because I didn't want to be about to walk down the aisle and see some annoying work email that's either a rejection or, you know, just something about something random. I wanted to like be in the moment. I felt like that was going to be one of the best times of my life, and I just wanted to soak it in. So I deleted my email off my phone so that I can't have access to it. And that was Labor Day. So it was a couple months ago. Or 2 months ago. But I still haven't put it back on yet. And I feel like, I mean, a lot of my friends, because of their jobs, they're like, well, I could never do that. I could never do that. And I understand not everybody can do it.
I would think that you would never be able to do
that. Right. People think I couldn't do it. And I've done it. And I love it. And I love I love knowing that when I'm not sitting at my computer, like, I'm not dealing with emails. Because I don't need to see an email while I'm on the treadmill or while I'm driving or, you know.
Yes.
Like, and it can just really throw you off. I can't pay attention to them then anyways. Like, if I could, I'd be doing emails at my computer or in work mode. So, I don't know. What do you think? Could you do it?
This is the thing. I can maybe ask you for advice on this. I think my problem in life is that I don't take everything seriously, whereas like when I see an email that's like a work email or something like that, I'm like, there's too many of them, I don't care, and then I ignore it. I
like even if it's a big opportunity,
I ask somebody else to handle it.
Yeah,
it's like I'm here. A little baby. Yeah, it's like I'm a baby that like that wants to like I want to be able to do my own shit, but I'm like, no, I'm too overwhelmed and I'm stressed. I'm like a little brat where I want to learn to be like, No, I'm going to check all my emails myself and respond to them in a timely manner. Like, when I respond to something in a timely manner, I'm like thanked a million times because it's like, holy shit. Like, you were actually responsible. Yeah. But it's like, I can't motivate myself. I feel like I'm somebody that, and I wonder if you're the opposite, where you would think that I'm an extrovert. You would think that because what I do, I'm on a reality show and I have a podcast and I talk for a living and entertain a living. But like my level of like exerting energy in terms of with like other people, like I hit that limit like very quickly and yeah. I just need to be alone and not on my phone, not talking to anybody, not around people, just in my own safe space. So like once I feel like I've done all my work, I'm like, no, I don't want to email people. I don't want you to be able to get in touch with me. I'm terrible at responding to text messages. I'm terrible at responding to anything. I basically use my phone to look at Daily Mail. Do you know what I mean?
So, I mean, in a way, it's kind of a good thing because I mean, in the book, I talk so much about disconnection and how we all have this fear of like not respond. I do not have that fear. I always feel like if I don't get back to someone on a text right away, it can be interpreted in such a bizarre way. Like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you. Why?
Because
you
didn't respond to my text. I understood that mindset. I don't. Yeah. Like when people get upset with me for like not responding to a text, I'm like, dude, like what were you doing before we had like iPhones? Right. Like, were you getting upset when you had your Nokia and like we weren't responding right away?
With
like
the beep beep.
Yeah. Like I don't you want to like unplug and just like not be like.
Well, honestly, I think more people can learn from your way, honestly, of like, I mean, it's just important to disconnect and be okay not being tied to your phone all the time. And I think to manage people's expectations, like with my, you know, I have employees at Intern Queen and they know that like if it's really important, they probably shouldn't email it. They probably need to pick up the phone and call me if they really want,
like
you know, an answer.
Call? Oh,
I know.
That's scary.
I'm like, pick up the phone and talk to me.
That's actually, that's scary.
You know, I feel like at Intern Queen, it's usually like, okay, we're going to send internally at least. It's like, we're going to send emails. If it's really important, a text. And if there's no response, then like pick up the phone and call. And I think that's why being disconnected from my emails, I'm like, well, the important people know how to reach me. And if they really needed me, they would pick up the phone and call me.
I think that's fantastic that you deleted your emails off your phone.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I get a little insecure about it too, because people make comments. They're like, even when people say, I could never do that, you're like, oh, am I doing something wrong?
Tell all of them to fuck off. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
What you are telling me is something that I feel like I really agree with you, is that everyone needs to find out what works for them.
Yeah. And manage the people's expectations that are around you and the people that want to hear from you. And I don't think you passing off emails, it's kind of delegating in a way. You're like, oh, this is the department for this. Like, this is who you talk to. Like, sending people off and having a delegation system, I think, is a great thing. And a lot of people can't delegate, and I think they make too much work for themselves. So that's actually probably a good thing that you're doing.
That's Kristen Doty's problem. I tell her this all the time. Like, you're taking on too much shit. Like, and then you're trying to do things for everyone. Like, I always say Kristen just like wants to like wave like the flag for someone. She wants a cause. So like she's like the mothering type that just wants to be making the phone calls for everyone else, but not herself. And I'm like, dude, you're like driving yourself fucking crazy. Like, just unplug enough. We can all like handle it. Stop like taking on other people's problems and other people's literally phone calls. Like, oh, like if my airline, something's going wrong, she's like, I'll handle it. And like, you're going to stress yourself out and I'm going to hear you bitch about it. I don't know why I just went on that tangent,
right.
But it's just what you just said reminded me of Kristen. I'm like, Kristen, I tell you this all the time. If you're listening right now, you need to unplug and just stop.
Do your friends listen? Does everyone listen to your podcast?
Kristen listens a lot. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know which ones listen all the time. Like they like go in and out of it.
Yeah.
But Kristen's probably one of my biggest listeners. Shout out to her. You know,
thank you
for being such a great listener,
yeah,
Kristen.
I like watching you. Hello.
So she makes for a really good DB.
Yeah,
she does. Definitely. So,
and you guys are all friends again. Yay.
Yeah. Well, it's so weird when I hear people say that, because I'm like, that was like so long ago. Like,
was it? I don't. Yeah. I feel like the seasons start to blend.
They do, well, to me, they blend. We're now on season 7's about to start airing. I'm we're going to end up being like the fucking Golden Girls season 49.
But I do want to go. I want to go to the Tom Tom Bar because it opened, right?
You haven't gone?
No, I want
to
go.
If you watch Vanderpump Rules, you need to
I need to go.
You should go. And the food is fucking amazing. Like when I say it's really, really good and it's all like, there's like a lot of vegan stuff and I'm not like, I love meat.
Yeah.
A dairy. I love all that shit.
Yeah, me too.
But they're like, they have tricked me like with their food.
Oh, it's so
good.
It's like,
it's so good that I'm tricked. Like the Impossible Burger. I'd never had one before. It tasted better than a normal burger. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
To me.
Oh, good. I didn't even realize they have food and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can have dinner and all that. So go on a date or like freaking take your friends, whatever. Yeah. I don't know if your husband would be into it. He might be like.
He would just go and be like, where? What's happening?
Yeah, totally. I've talked a lot about how I've turned 30 and I'm trying to be at least a little healthy-ish. I mean, listen, you know, I still drink. I don't work out as much as I should, but I'm trying. I still will always eat like hot dogs and ranch dressing. Not together, of course, but you know what I mean. But I've started taking vitamins. I knew I always was supposed to be taking vitamins, but whenever people would say like, you should be taking this, 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 and this, I would go down the pharmacy aisle and be so freaking overwhelmed because I'm like, oh my God, am I supposed to take like 14 vitamins a day? Not only is that time consuming, but also expensive and annoying and will probably give me a stomach ache. So when I found out about Ritual and I started taking Ritual, I was thrilled because I'm lazy and I need something that's simple and easy and something that I can trust to just like fill in the gaps of like my diet and the things that I'm not getting from what I'm eating every single day. So that is what I'm here to talk about. Okay. So Ritual is, it's a vitamin, but you take 2 daily capsules that's made with the 9 essential nutrients that most women lack. Okay. What I love about this is that when I spoke to this company, they said that the way that it was founded is that they went to a scientist, a leading scientist in the medical industry, and said, if you could create the perfect vitamin for your wife, that she was the only vitamin she would have to take every day, what would you create? And he said he had never been asked that before. He was thrilled to do it. He did it. And now he works for Ritual. So to me, that's all I need to know. Besides the fact that it's easy and it's a subscription-based situation, so it comes to my door and I don't have to worry about like going to the pharmacy or CVS or Rite Aid or Duane Reade if you're on the East Coast. The fact that it is just so simple and there's only two capsules that you have to take every day, amazing. And on top of that, they're minty because there's actually peppermint oil in there. So you're not swallowing like weird, like fish oily, tasty, vegetable-y things that like make your breath smell or like you burp up weird things. It's actually quite, you know, easy and enjoyable to take these pills. They also look like little snow globes. That's what I really like too because they're like, it's like Christmas time in a little bitty pill. So even after all of the things that I have just said and explained about Ritual, another major thing, and I really want everyone to go to the website to see this. Ritual is traceable and transparent, okay? So you can go on the website and find out every ingredient and why and they sourced this ingredient and where they sourced it from. Like it's vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free, allergen free. Everything is completely transparent. So you don't have to ask questions or wonder what you're putting in your body. You will know it's on the website. Please go to ritual.com/Stassi. Start your ritual today. We'll all do this together. And if you're going on a vacation or something and you skip a few days or you kind of like fall off the wagon of taking your vitamins, which happens to us all, you can press pause on your subscription. How fantastic is that? You can also cancel at any time. So go to ritual.com/Stassi. That's ritual.com/Stassi. Start your ritual today. We can all start taking these peppermint snow globe vitamins together and just being healthy because I know we're not all getting in the nutrients we need every single day. If you are, you deserve a medal. One thing I do want to ask you that is going to be super basic, but it is something that I feel like people who are listening are going to be like asking like in their car if they're listening to this. It's like everyone has an idea of like kind of what they want to do. Like, what do you feel like are like the basic ass steps to like kind of getting there?
Yeah. From, I mean,
I know that's super broad but
you know, it's honestly kind of making a plan. Like, so in the book, I have this whole chapter about redefining your goals, and I'm a notebook person.
So am I. I always have notebooks. Like I don't understand. I can't like in my planner. I've never used my phone for a planner once ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't.
So I'm definitely a notebook person too. And I tried to be a bullet journal person, but the reality is,
what is that?
Bullet journals are like these beautiful journals and people craft them and they just kind of organize their information in all kinds of different ways. They have kind of like a bullet with each of their goals and thoughts.
I'm literally writing this down so that I can look this up later.
You'll have to look up bullet journaling. It has a huge following. But I am like, I can't even draw stick figures well. I mean, I just don't make things very pretty. My handwriting isn't very pretty. So I was trying to be this like beautiful bullet journaling person and it was failing. So I was like, okay, I didn't think it was practical to keep up with all the prettiness on a notebook all the time. So anyways, what I do now is I take like the first three pages of any new notebook and I use that to set like my goals. And I try to set goals at the beginning of the year and you know, they change a little bit. But I just try to keep them. So, you know, whether it's like how much money I want my business to make this year, or if I'm feeling like I got to lose a little bit of weight, or, you know, whatever it is that, you know,
how I feel about myself.
Yeah. Or how many like new, for me, it's like how many new college kids I want to get in front of this year to speak, you know, whatever those goals are that you have personally and professionally, I always kind of write them out at the beginning of the notebook. And then I kind of work backwards. I'm like, okay, well, what's it going to take for me to reach this goal? And for me, it's just it's taking that big goal and it's breaking it down into smaller steps. And I'm all about, this is with business, but knowing the numbers. Like I know my numbers well. So I'll give you an example. We didn't talk about this much, but at Intern Queen, one of the ways that I've kind of, one of the things we do to make money and make, this is the way that the business makes the most money, is that I started this campus marketing agency. So when I feel like I'm going in a lot of directions here, so I'm going to try to keep it focused. So when I started Intern Queen, a lot of people said to me, and I wonder if you get this a lot just as a personality, they were like, well, it's great that you're the Intern Queen and it's great that you have all this content, but like, God forbid something happens to you one day, you need a scalable business to back it up. Like, what can you do that doesn't require you personally and physically to be there? And I'm like, you know, I don't know. And I feel like when you're a personality,
well, it's like, it basically in like us like commoners terms, like a backup plan.
not even a backup plan, I guess, for you.
Or just if you don't show up somewhere, or meaning if you're not the face of something, or if you're not,
more meaning like if you were to have, and I feel like you did, but maybe I'm not sure, didn't you do like clothes or jewelry or something?
I did a jewelry line, and I had like a fashion blog for a while.
So it's like, for example, if you have a jewelry line, like they're not buying you as on a necklace, you know what I mean? They're buying a necklace, like things that you can scale that aren't, where you don't have to physically show up for it. So someone could go to a store and buy the Stassi collection without you having to personally be there.
Well, I understand that. But that is what's scary about being an entrepreneur, because a lot of it deals with social media, and you are the Intern Queen and then another career queen. So like that is
right. So exactly.
It's based off of you and your personality. And
right. And you know, I was at the beginning, and I still do some of these, but I was doing a lot of like appearances and speeches and college speaking. But again, people were like, okay, this is great. But again, like, what if you can't travel as much one day? Like, what if you have kids one day? Like, are you gonna want to be on the road all the time? Like, what can you create where you don't have to physically be there in person all the time? Mm-hmm. So what I was able to create, and I started this like 5 years ago, is we call it the Intern Queen Agency. So basically, we take all of these students that go to our website, that go to Intern Queen, and we hire them to be brand ambassadors for different companies. So I work with really cool brands like Michael Kors and Pete's Coffee and I don't know, the list goes on. And so Michael Kors will say, hey, we want more college girls shopping in our stores. We're going to hire the Intern Queen Network, right?
Yes.
And we're going to get 60 college girls from, you know, all the coolest schools all over the place, and they're going to do things on campus to promote our brand. So they're not physically getting me, but they're getting my network.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you've created a brand that doesn't then require you to, like, be there 24/7.
Right. Because
the Intern Queen is that, and it's just like a fucking good name, honestly.
Thanks.
Like, Intern Queen, you can't deny that that's, like, it's catchy. And, like,
yeah.
If I had known about this when I was in college, I would have been like, oh, Intern Queen, it just sounds fucking fancy.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool now because it's been around for a while. So I'll get a lot of people that are like, oh, I used your site in college. I'm like, you know, it's fun. And
yeah,
now I have Career Queen for them. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so going back to your question about the goals. So with this campus agency, I have to do a lot of sales. And I think sales is totally an underrated skill. Like, sales, having strong sales skills is the most important thing. I think especially for entrepreneurs, like, you have to pitch yourself. And sometimes you're pitching a product or service. So for me, I'm always pitching our Intern Queen campus agency and how effective it can be, and how if you want, you know, if you're interested in college marketing, you have to use Intern Queen, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I know my numbers pretty well. So I know that if I reach out to 100 people, like cold calls, I'm probably going to get, I would say I'm probably going to get about 10 responses. You know, out of those 10 responses, about maybe 8 of them are going to actually get on the phone with me and have a call. Out of the people that I talk to on the phone, half are going to ask for an actual proposal, and probably one is going to say yes. So
see, but you have this talent and or ability to, I guess, not be scared of numbers,
right,
and scared of failure.
Right.
Because that gives me so much anxiety. when people are like, yeah, how many people tune into your show? How many people check, like, or listen to your podcast? I'm like, I don't fucking want to know. I'm like, don't tell me.
I understand the not wanting to know thing.
Not know.
Yeah, I think so. I do think that we should get over that together.
It's like,
I feel like knowledge is power, and knowing your numbers is just like, you know, it's just having information, and arming yourself with information is just going to give you confidence, because whenever you, I mean, your podcast is awesome. It's awesome. I'm like,
but see, that's all I need to know. Awesome.
Right.
I don't want to know any numbers.
And this way, if you're ever in a room with someone that asks you, you're just like, boom, I know my numbers.
I have to know now. I get updated on them, yeah, but like, I literally choose not to open those emails.
I hear what you say. I do that sometimes too with stuff where I'm like, I'll forward this to this person. I don't really want to know. Don't tell me. So I get that. But yeah, I think for me, it's like knowing the numbers gives me confidence, and I only know them because I've been through trial and error for so long. But I guess when I have a huge overwhelming task, like, the way that I'm able to not freak out about it is I'm like, okay, let's break this down into smaller numbers. Like, I want to make this amount of money. My average sales probably this. I'm going to have to reach out to 500 people to get, you know what I mean?
Gracious.
And it is overwhelming, but I think you taking the time to kind of write the numbers down and then looking at those numbers and saying, okay, well, if I have to send out 100 emails, like, I have to make a plan. Like, when am I going to sit down and write out those 100 emails? So I'm all about taking the goal and bringing it down again and again and again until you have something in front of you that you're like, okay, 50 emails a day or whatever it is, like, just having a plan. And
I think one of the greatest messages that, like, just comes from, like, everything that you say and do and talk about and write about is the fact that, like, if you want to be successful and if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to actually do the work. And you have to come up with a plan.
I think
I think so many people, and they think that things can just be so easy if, like, you know, with Instagram and social media and all that stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, people just, a lot of us just want shit handed to us. And sometimes, like, I get insecure about the fact that I have been handed a lot of stuff, but, like, then I try and recognize, well, I also, like, had to bare my soul a lot, like, in order to get it. But I didn't do the same type of work that you're doing. But people think, oh, if I could just, like, get on a reality show, if I could just get this amount of followers on Instagram, if I just post enough fucking bikini photos or something, then I'll be able to have this business. And it's like, no, you have to do the work.
Yeah, you have to sit right.
You have to come up with a plan.
I think it's a great point. In any situation, no matter, you know, and we all have goals and different directions we want to go in. So we all have to sit down and just do the work. And I think, you know, I listen to a lot of other podcasts and things where you hear these interviews with, like, you know, there's like I feel like there's like a set. There's certain entrepreneurs that are like on everything, and you hear them talk really positively about work and collaboration and this and that. And kind of like you said, like, you know, it has a tone of like, oh, it's so easy.
Fuck that. It's like people who have the perfect bodies and they're like, I eat whatever I want and never work out. Go fuck yourself. There's no way that's true. I don't like that. Well, I want to hear that shit's hard.
Right. Well, and I think it's what you said. Like, the reality is it's a lot of work. I mean, I do have a lot of, you know, college women and young women who are like, I want to be you. I want to be I'll say, like, whose job do you want on my team? Our social media strategist, our, you know, marketing director. And they're like, I want to be you. I'm like, but do you? Because, you know, you see what's at work and you see on Instagram where I'm at my desk and I have a cool sign behind my shoulder, but like, you're not the, you know, you're necessarily
not reading
hearing
the numbers.
Yeah.
You're not doing the long division.
Yeah. You're not, yeah. You're not involved with like all the behind the scenes stuff. You're not like taking the trash out when the trash can like spills over in the bathroom and like, who else is going to do it? You know? So like, there's just all these things where, you know, you're the business owner. It always falls with you, and no one's ever going to care as much as you do. So
but that's such a wonderful message to put out there, because yes, most successful people are taking out their fucking own trash.
Yeah.
Like there are.
Yeah.
Even metaphorically.
Yeah.
They're just like having. Yes. Like you can't be above that. Yeah. There are so many times that like I watch friends, not the show Friends, like friends of mine, just complain that they're like better than doing a certain job. And it's like no, you're not. Like, we're not. Like, so I think like getting over that, and Instagram and social media is like such a huge fucking problem with that. I just feel like I'm so overseeing everything just like look perfect and perfectly curated. And it's like, we all feel like we have to do it. And I'm like,
it's enough of this shit. Yeah. And it's definitely part of the problem. I do have a rule, and I talk about it in my book, and I do stick to this one. And it is no scrolling on Instagram when you go into bed. Like, no, not even a Kardashian, not even Stassi to see what she was wearing. Like,
smart.
Nobody, like, off.
Well, also, like, how can you go to sleep? Like, if I, like, look at my phone before I go to bed, like, my brain is wired. I need, like, a
Xanax. Well, and then you always see something. Like, whether it's, like, the girl that your ex-boyfriend is dating, or that person from high school, or, you know, someone that's, like, a work competitor. Like, you just always find something.
You're right. Like, there's always something to make you feel like shit.
There's always something. So, my must-reads when I go into bed are TMZ. I think that is acceptable.
Really? That would still stress me out.
Well, I'd
be like, oh God, I should be going to Nice Guy and doing all these cool things.
Okay, so I agree. For you?
I'm like, I don't. I literally stayed home and watched.
I feel like you're closer to that than I am. So I take that back. For you, no TMZ.
No TMZ. I can't do it before bed. No.
I like will scroll on I'll scroll Nordstrom.com, like blah, 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 blah.
Love
I'll
that.
Put things in my shopping cart and not actually buy them. And then I play a lot of Boggle on my phone like a big nerd. And my husband's way better at it than I am. So like, I'll play and think I'm doing well, and then he'll get like 900 points.
So we all have to find our own thing.
We have to find
thing.
Find your own Boggle. Find your thing.
Find your own Boggle. I don't even know what that is.
Boggle, the word game.
I've never played a game on my phone in my entire... I'm not on my phone as much as people think. Like, I really, like, I use it for, like, freaking Instagram, Daily Mail, and, like, Revolve, the shopping app.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like, group chats... bane my existence. I hate them.
Well, so many people are waking up and going to bed and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. So I would just say, you know, there is like, it can be fun and like, that's great. And you can scroll, but like, don't do it as soon as you go to bed or as soon as you wake up in the morning. Like, do whatever you need to do to disconnect, you know, read a book, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like showing you Boggle. How
yeah.
Do you
show me
that?
What Boggle is. I just, honestly, it looks like you're on the like Fandango app right now.
I don't have a cool.
I just see like a lot of orange.
I don't have a cool Boggle app.
Like, are you looking up the Grove movie theater, seeing what movies are playing?
All right, I'm getting there. Anyways, hold on. Oh,
like,
of course, now I'm not gonna find.
It's a smart person. It's a smart person game. It's a. You just said a word game.
All right, I'm going to pull it up later because now it's not coming up and it's going to take
Boggle.
See,
you know what? Now I feel insecure that I haven't played any smart people fucking games. Do you know what I mean? On my phone. So
funny.
So that won't work for me. What if you see that like somebody else is like winning? Then you're going to be really stressed out and you're going to be insecure about your own intelligence.
Oh, I play like computer robot people. They don't exist. Jennifer G, Linda C. I don't know these people.
Really? Wait, are they actually real people?
No, they're like, I think they are real people, but I don't know them.
What if you see Stassi S on there?
You could probably find your friends, but I don't want to find my friends. That's weird.
Yeah, that I don't know. See, that is just no, it's just too much.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm gonna stop looking for Boggle now.
Well, so then you are gonna be you are teaching not just women, men too, everyone how to be is successful and how to get their shit done, not take no for an answer. You guys, you have to fucking put in the work.
Yeah.
Start with a plan and break that plan down. Lauren goes backwards with that. You said,
I'm going to make one for you and send it to you.
Just make one for me.
We're going to come up with the goals. We're going to come up with baby steps and it's going to be a beautiful plan.
I love that.
In a beautiful new notebook.
See, look, I just delegated without you even realizing that I was doing
it. That's true. Now I'm like Kristen. It's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I just manipulated you into helping with my career. I appreciate that.
I will be on that. But yeah.
I know. Seriously. Thank you. You're so inspiring. Thanks. Like, and thank you for coming to my apartment. I really appreciate it because sometimes strangers don't want to come to my apartment. I'm like, why not? But
no, so fun.
I've really enjoyed having you around. You are inspiring me. So like when you leave my apartment, I'm literally going to sit here and be like, do I need to make a vision board right now?
I don't have a vision board if that makes you feel better.
Oh, it does make me feel better.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Yeah. So everyone needs to go and buy your book. It's a really long title. Okay.
Just get it together.
So you're just going to say get it together.
Yeah. If you look up get it together.
Because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
No. If you look up get it together. It's on Amazon. It comes out. Well, you can
October 30th.
Yeah, October 30th. You can pre-order. I don't know when people will hear this, but they can pre-order it. Buy it on Amazon.
They will hear this week.
Oh, this is exciting. Okay, yes. So yeah, they'll be
this week or next week. Next week. I'm sorry. No, next week.
No, it's okay. So if it's before October 30th, you can pre-order it, and if not, just you can order it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or anywhere.
And everyone can find you at Intern Queen on Instagram. Are you at Intern Queen on Twitter as well?
Yeah. So everything is at Intern Queen, and then we also just launched at Official Career Queen for the Career Queen platform.
That is going to be really complicated as to like you're going to like go in your head being like, I don't know where to post this to.
I know. I should have started my own, but now I'm like, oh, I don't want to have a third.
Well, everyone's doing that now. I'm seeing that like all these bloggers, I'm like, who is this person that I'm following? I've never met this person in my life.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, they changed their name from their website to their actual name, and it's confusing me.
It's confusing. So yeah, go Intern Queen or Official Career Queen. You'll find me.
Love it. Lauren, thank you so
much. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anything else you want to say? If I didn't touch on something that you wanted to talk about or...
No, I would just say that like everyone feels the same way. Like we all get it. Everyone feels bogged down and like they can't finish their to-do list and everyone's complaining every night to their friends and family just like you are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's not limited to age or anything. Like everyone's feeling this way. So hopefully my book will help you get it together just a little bit.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Bye, guys.